Andy, I have to ask you, you got a mention in Sir Alex Ferguson's book this week where he confirmed you asked him to resign. Is that right?
I did, yeah. I believe I'm one of the few people in the book that gets a good showing. Apparently he described me as a nice lad. I've not seen it myself, so...
He's not met you in the last 9 years, has he?
No, exactly. No, what led up to that was that during 2005, when the Glazers came to take over the club, we had information from the City of London that the money that was being lent to the Glazers was relying on there being a stable management structure after the Glazers took over. And what they wanted to see was Ferguson and David Gill continuing to be employed by the club. And I just had an honest conversation with Alex, and you know, I'd had a number of conversations with him over the years on various matters, and I rang him up and I just said to him that if he threatened to resign, then it was our information that the Glazer deal would have collapsed and it would have stopped them in the tracks. And we had a long conversation, probably about 20 minutes, half an hour conversation. He listened politely to what I had to say. We discussed it, and he said to me that there was dozens of people at the club that he'd brought to the club, that their lives would be put in jeopardy, their livelihoods would be put in jeopardy if he resigned, and he wasn't prepared to take that gamble.
Every manager that listens to this will be going, you had a 20-minute conversation with Alex Ferguson. How we would all love that. And by the way, could you forward me that number? What a lucky guy to sit down with someone like that.
Andy, I wonder, given all that's happened to FC United since, the fact you've got this new ground on the horizon, are you glad now that he didn't offer to resign?
No. I still believe that the best future for Manchester United and the best future for every football club if it was supporter owned. And we fought so hard, not just in 2005 but also in 1998 when Murdoch came calling. We fought so hard to make sure that Manchester United didn't fall into the hands of predatory owners, and it's very sad that we didn't win that battle in 2005. We stopped it in 98. We tried to persuade Peter Kenyon and the board at that time, when the share price dived after Murdoch's bid failed. We've tried to persuade them to have a management buyout and a share offer to supporters so that we could actually take the club into supporter ownership. They laughed it off and didn't act on that. Sadly now, that then led to the Glazers taking over. I think what we've done at FC United is fantastic.